From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims that Islamist extremists are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander, Mustafa Badadrin, near Syria's Damascus airport Friday. Hezbollah announced Badadrin's death Friday before holding a military funeral for the commander later on in the day. In a statement released Saturday, the group said it launched an investigation and found that the explosion which led to the martyrdom of Commander Mustafa Badadrin was a result of artillery bombardment carried out by Takfiri, Sunni extremist groups in the area. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Badadrin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. The 55-year-old Badadrin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. An elderly Buddhist monk has been hacked to death in a remote region of Bangladesh, according to officials. The body of 75-year-old Mong Shwey Uchok was found early Saturday in an isolated temple in a village 350 kilometers southeast of the capital, Dhaka. Police say they do not know the motive for the killing of the monk, who lived alone. The Daily Star, a Bangladeshi newspaper, reported panic spread among the locals following news of the slaying. The monk's son told the Star his father did not have any enmity with anyone in the area. A human rights lawyer told the French news agency EFP that Uchok had received anonymous death threats. This is VOA News. The United Nations said in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions when they provided pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against Congo said pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. These actions appear to be in violation of UN sanctions that ban North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. Authorities in Bangladesh say 56 people have been killed by lightning strikes in different places in the past 2 days, triggering a panic among some people. After a heat spell scorched Bangladesh for about a week, thundershowers hit the country's 14 districts on Thursday, with the lightning strikes killing at least 33 people. Another series of lightning struck the country again on Friday, taking at least 23 lives. Scores of other people were also injured by the lightning strikes in the past 2 days. Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the country's southern tip, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into two fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has become the last manufacturer to block the use of its drugs in lethal injections. Pfizer spokeswoman Rachel Hooper said Friday the drug maker already did not allow its medicines to be used in lethal injections, but it added new restrictions that enhance the previous system. The news about Pfizer's decision was first reported Friday by The New York Times. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.